From the English Language Newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. The Cardinals of the Church are preparing to process into the Sistine Chapel. We'll get to our top story in just a minute, but right now in St. Peter's Basilica this morning, the Dean of the College of Cardinals, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, presided at the Mass for the election of a Supreme Pontiff, celebrated by all 115 Cardinal electors. Michael Kelly has this report.
Thousands of pilgrims and visitors packed into St. Peter's Basilica to see 115 cardinals from over 50 countries gathered for the traditional Mass for invoking the power of the Holy Spirit upon their deliberations. The chief celebrant of the Mass for the election of the new Pope was Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, the Dean of the Sacred College of Cardinals. In his homily, Cardinal Ratzinger asked God to give the Church a pastor according to his own heart, a pastor who guides us to knowledge in Christ, to his love, and to true joy. The Cardinal Dean went on to say that the new Pope should be one who should not allow a dictatorship of relativism, the ideology that there are no absolute truths, to take an even deeper root. Having a clear faith, Cardinal Ratzinger said, based on the creed of the Church, is often labelled today as fundamentalism. The Cardinal said, however, that relativism, which is letting oneself be tossed and swept along by every wind of teaching, looks like the only attitude acceptable to today's standards. I'm Michael Kelly.
Well, one priest who attended the Mass is Carmelite Father Patrick Thomas McMahon of the Carmelite Institute here in Rome.
His Eminence gave a very fine homily, a remarkably good homily, and I thought very balanced on the mercy of God and on the humanity of Christ. The Christ is the true human. He's the model of all that we're called to be human. And this wonderful idea of the Church as the body of Christ. So Christ gives us his body not only in the Eucharist but in the Church. His Church is entrusted to us now as his body, the Eucharist is entrusted to us when we receive Holy Communion. And it's a beautiful image and remarkable. It's the best of his theology. What I found particularly interesting, of course, Cardinal Ratzinger was a student of the great Karl Rahner, although he and Rahner later disagreed about their theologies. But this homily was pure Ranarian theology. It was the best of the post-Vatican II theology.
And that was Carmelite Father Patrick McMahon. Well, the cardinals will process into the Sistine Chapel in about 20 minutes, where the first vote for the new pontiff may occur this evening. Thousands of people are starting to gather in St. Peter's Square in hopes of seeing some smoke, and Emer McCarthy is there right now.
Good afternoon, Charles. Well, yes, the smoke watch has definitely begun. The four large screens, which of course are posted around St. Peter's Square, are on, and we are expecting them to begin transmitting scenes of the 115 cardinals as they process from the Hall of Becks and Benedictions this afternoon. In the meantime, pilgrims from all over the world have once again gathered here in St. Peter's Square. There are flags from America, from Germany, and even from some Latin American countries, which can be seen dotted around the square. Some pilgrims have brought foldable chairs and have placed them solidly before the obelisk, and they're all turned looking at the Sistine Chapel roof, where they expect to see smoke coming out, hopefully this evening. Indeed, international media also have their cameras fixed on that one spot that has become, and will become over the next few days, the center for world attention. But as we said, this will not begin until the cardinals are locked into the Sistine Chapel. And this procession, again, will begin in just under half an hour's time. Charles.
Thank you very much, Emer. Well, again, the cardinals will process in the Sistine Chapel at 4:30. For live commentary in English, please turn to 93.3 at that time. Our next English news broadcast will be 6:15 here on 105 Live. I'm Charles Collins.